And now for today's commentary. I think it was all we could hope for. Last week, the Clinton administration committed itself to phasing out MTBE, a gasoline additive that, although cleaning the air, it has contaminated groundwater and our wells. Carol Browner, Administrator EPA, said the government decision should encourage the use of ethanol and other safe biofuels. Now, admittedly, the EPA announcement does not immediately get rid of MTBE. The announcement hands off to the Congress the responsibility to write legislation to replace MTBE with ethanol. And in this politically charged election year, there won't be any legislation of that nature passed. That kind of legislation pits the corn states against the oil states. If you take the longer view, however, this action is good, and here's why. MTBE is now officially an outcast, a polluter, a toxic cancer-causing substance. Look for ethanol and corn to be the benefactors. Helping us along is a high price of gasoline and a renewed concern about being too heavily dependent on foreign oil. And just for your information, in relative terms, well, gasoline might not be as expensive as we think. Look at these comparisons. Lipton tea, $9.52 per gallon. Evian water, $21 per gallon. That's just water. That's enough to make you take a little Pepto-Bismol, and that cost $123 per gallon. So how do you think $1.50 per gallon for gasoline? Is that really expensive? Well, perhaps we still think it is. Our cars and trucks and tractors drink this fuel in huge volume. Our costs go up, and even worse, the fact that we are so heavily dependent on other countries for so much of our fuel, that's reason enough to use more of our own plentiful resources. That's corn. And I am John Block from Washington.